Good morning. Those of you who don't know me, my name is Colin Marston, one of the organisers for Connections and also the chair for this session on data capture and analysis. Got a number of special guests. Currently on stage are the four that are going to be speaking in part one. We have a part two session on Friday where I have another two speakers as well. So Dave Robson, is Dave Robson in here at the moment? Okay, can't see him. Okay, so fantastic. Dave Robson will be in here on Friday, Thursday, day three, apologies, to give his briefing along with Lieutenant Colonel Thorsten Kerdal. Just on those two briefings, or on Thorsten's briefing in particular, he's actually got, he's going to be a briefing on using a tool called Slack. There's actually a QR code that I've got up here, which you may have seen in the program for sign up at this event. But if you want to get a copy of one of these QR codes, you can actually have a look at his Slack forum, subject to the connectivity and data constraints that we have here in KCL. You might be finding that your mobile phone signal reception is variable and the Wi-Fi can be very problematic here. However, Thorsten is going to attempt to do a Slack demonstration tomorrow in his discussion. Why are we doing this deep dive and why are we doing it on data capture analysis? For those of you who weren't here yesterday, I do the survey feedback every year, and data capture analysis was the number one most popular topic that came up that you guys also needed to do something on, which is absolutely fantastic. Of course, it's also a very big spectrum of things. It's a huge area. So this deep dive has been done in two parts, and it's just going to try and capture a spread of those kind of areas with the talk speakers that we have in here. And every speaker has a particular thing that we're giving back to you guys as the community as a tool that you guys can use on this particular subject. So, just as a quick introduction from myself before I hand over to the speakers. Those of you will be all very familiar with the elements of the war game. It's in the Wargaming Handbook, it's in Peter Perler's book as well. And right at the very, very end, we have analysis and data capture. And in my experience of running war games, a lot of people tend to sometimes forget about when and where they do the analysis and the data capture. A lot of people will say it happens after the war game execute. Not correct. The analysis and data capture is absolutely part of step one, the design, and goes all the way through the entirety of the process. You need to be absolutely thinking about what kind of data I'm going to be collecting, how am I going to be collecting that, how does this match up to the aim and purpose of my war game, what methods and processes are going to be put into place, etc., etc. So it's very much through the entirety of the entire process. So, hence why I think a lot of people were trying to find out more ways and better ways to do analysis and data capture that goes beyond the ways just using a scribe, for example. Now, a number of you in this community are also representations of a NATO panel, NATO SAS 139. We are looking at a number of techniques on wargaming to improve wargaming, including data capture analysis. My co-chair for that panel, Margaret Plowski, who's at the Naval War College in the US, has this particular kind of process talking about how they go about doing analysis. There's also a paper that they've published on the right-hand side, which is available. I'm going to try and get that uploaded also onto our Connections website. So, already one product out there that talks about how to do analysis, how to do the various kind of stages against the wargaming process. So, should be of interest. You can see, just from that particular diagram there from the Naval War College, there's a number of things we have to think about, not just on how we collect the data, but how do we clean that data, how do we visualize data, etc., etc. There's a number of parts to this kind of process. So, deep dive running in two parts. Part one, this session right now, we're going to have two lots of speakers. One from set from DSTL, that's Paul Pierce and Tom Halliday, talking about a practical approach for judging if a war game is fit for purpose. The second set of speakers from Sandia Labs and University of California, so Kieran and Andrew, are going to be talking about experimental wargaming and quantitative analysis. Both these two speakers also have games running in the games fair. So there's a thread from their briefings and into their games in the games fairs that you guys can pick up and have a look at and engage on. So I just want to make that connection here and now, so it's absolutely fantastic. Tomorrow, we have two different types of presentations. So we've got Dave Robson from NSC talking about the modeling of the human terrain in support of C2 exercises. And we then have Lieutenant Colonel Thorsten Kodal from the German Army talking about how he's hosted a Matrix war game and has used the Slack workspace tool to support that. So Web 2.2.0 tools to support his running of that war game. And you see my caveat here on the bottom of the slide. Please, if you're interested, have a look at that Slack workspace. There's a QR code for that. And subject to the connectivity, we're going to try and give that a go tomorrow afternoon in this room. Fingers crossed. Okay, in addition, so I mentioned already it's a NATO SAS panel. Some of you in this audience are on that NATO SAS panel. Myself and my French colleague, Patrick Regiment, who also runs the Serious Games Network, and also we'll be doing Connections France early next year. We came up with this wargaming process diagram, and we're discussing what kind of tools and technologies and techniques can you apply at different stages of that kind of process. And also looked at how things where artificial intelligence might be a tool that you can utilize, again, along that actual process. And as you can see, there's a number of areas in here beyond just the execute of the war game where you can apply different techniques and technologies. And from my experience in the UK MOD, this is an area that we do not do much research on from the science and technology area. So it's an area we're trying to push and make a change on that, which is why earlier I mentioned about the SME searchlight stand that I've got Dan and Jim Squire, who'll be here tomorrow, running that stand to try and capture people's ideas and thoughts about how we can improve processes along this particular kind of wargaming process. Well, there's a number of, well, there's a lot of information out there already. Okay, so on to my third thread then. There's also a thread between the, what we're discussing here today amongst these speakers and also the Technology Support Wargaming Deep Dive, which is running tomorrow. Now that's actually running in two sessions tomorrow. Because we, the Deep Dive, this capture is running in the afternoon, you have a free choice of what you do tomorrow morning, and I might suggest that this one might be of interest to this community as well to go along to. Andrew Elliott, sitting down here on the front, will be chairing that session amongst a whole bunch of other people that will be running a whole bunch of different types of stands there looking at how technology can support wargaming in numerous ways. It's a very hands-on, interactive session, builds on from our automation stands that we did last year, so that might be something of interest tomorrow morning that you can attend. You don't need to then attend the session in the afternoon, you can then come back for our part two for data capture and analysis.